Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were or are some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. Today's episode looks into yet another musical form influenced by jazz. We're talking funk. Funk evolved in the 1960s, borrowing from rhythm and blues, soul, and jazz. It carries the legacy of urban dance music to a new level. While the artists profiled here are all African Americans, they've attracted an audience that has influenced the dance, fashion, and language of many different cultures. It's all yours, Steve.
As we are presenting Major Funk and the Employment tonight, it seemed fitting to give you some background in the history of the music genre called funk. Before I talk about the musical style, I'd like to discuss the meaning of the word. In 1784, funky, meaning musty, was first documented. Around 1900, the term led to a sense of earthy that was taken up in early jazz slang for something deeply or strongly felt. As early as 1907, New Orleans trumpet legend Buddy Bolden titled one of his numbers, Funky Butt, with improvised lyrics that were, according to Donald M. Marquis, comical or light, or else crude and downright obscene, but in one way or the another referred to the sweaty atmosphere at dances where Bolden's band played. The music genre called funk came into the world in the mid-1960s. African-American musicians created it as a danceable rhythmic style that borrowed from soul, jazz, and rhythm and blues. James Brown was one of its earliest champions. James Brown was an American singer, songwriter, record producer, dancer, organist, and band leader, a major figure in the 20th century popular music and dance. He is often referred to as the godfather of soul. In the late 1960s, he moved from blues and gospel-based forms to a profoundly Africanized approach to music making that introduced funk to a wider and whiter audience. While he definitely had his ups and downs, Brown created a career that spanned 6 decades. His band featured a strong bass line played on electric bass and a complex drive and groove from the drummer. The guitarist typically played in a percussive style, often using a wah-wah sound effect and the muting of notes to create an additional percussive sound. These elements were brought to the foreground and were underlined by the use of extended chords typical to the bebop style of jazz by the horn section. One of Brown's innovations was the use of a groove that accentuated the downbeat rather than the more typical backbeat. This means that there was a heavy emphasis on the first beat of every bar. This approach is known as the one. Before this, most styles of music placed the beat on 2 and 4. Brown released a single called Funky President, in brackets, People It's Bad. We could probably use that today. In 1974, on the Polydor label, it also appeared on his album called Reality from that same year. According to Brown, the funky president of the song's title referred to U.S. President Gerald Ford, who had succeeded Richard Nixon in the White House shortly before this song was recorded. While Ford wasn't especially funky, this track certainly is. Funky President is one of James Brown's most frequently sampled recordings. The most rhythmic portions of the song, namely the intro drum fill and wah-wah guitar, have been used on dozens of hip-hop tracks. So this is number one, please, Jim. This is Funky President from James Brown from his Reality LP, released in 1974.
Funky. Nasty.
Hey, listen to the man.
Yeah. Godfather.
Hey there.
Oh, bloody.
People, we gotta get over before we go under.
President, you gotta love JB. Other musical groups, including Sly and the Family Stone and George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelic, soon began to adopt Brown's innovations. Inspired by Motown's assembly line of sound, George Clinton gradually put together a collective of over 50 musicians and recorded the ensemble during the 70s, both as Parliament and Funkadelic. While Funkadelic pursued psychedelic rock, Parliament engaged in a funk free-for-all with freaky costumes and themes inspired by 1960s LSD culture as well as science fiction. From its inception in 1970 until Clinton dissolved Parliament in 1980, the band hit the R&B top 10 several times, but truly excelled in two other areas: large-selling, effective album statements, and the most dazzling, extravagant live show in the business. At the peak of Parliament's power, Clinton released The Mothership Connection. This album made number 13 on the pop charts and went platinum in the US. This designation recognizes sales of 1 million albums. In addition to electric bassist Bootsy Collins, The album featured two other James Brown alumni, alto sax player Maceo Parker and trombonist Fred Wesley. Ray Davis performs the bass vocal on this song. This track is a style that to me is very similar to the music of Sly and the Family Stone from this same period. So this is number two, Please Jim. This is called Give Up the Funk, Tear the Roof Off the Sucker, released on the Mothership Connection by George Clinton's Parliament in 1975 by the Island Def Jam Music Group. This is number two, Please Jim.
Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're gonna tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker.
Thank you.
George Clinton and Parliament. In the 1970s, at the same time that jazz musicians were beginning to blend jazz and rock to create jazz fusion, several major jazz performers began to experiment with funk. Jazz funk recordings typically used electric bass and electric piano in the rhythm section, in place of double bass and acoustic piano that were more typically used in jazz. Pianist, bandleader, and former member of Miles Davis's bands, Herbie Hancock, was one of the first jazz artists to embrace funk during the decade with his Headhunters band, formed in 1973. Headhunters was a pivotal point in Herbie Hancock's career, bringing him into the vanguard of jazz fusion. Hancock had pushed avant-garde boundaries on his own albums as well as with Miles, but had never devoted himself to the groove like he did on this Headhunters record. Drawing heavily from Sly Stone, Curtis Mayfield, and our man James Brown, Hancock developed deeply funky, even gritty rhythms over which he soloed on electric synthesizers, bringing that instrument to the foreground of jazz. It had all the sensibilities of jazz, particularly in the way it wound off into long improvisations, but its rhythms were firmly planted in funk, soul, and R&B, giving it a mass appeal that made it the best-selling jazz album of its day. Chameleon, now considered a jazz standard, was composed by Herbie Hancock in collaboration with reedman Benny Maupin, electric bassist Paul Jackson, and drummer Harvey Mason, all of whom performed on the original 15-minute and 44-second version on the 1973 landmark album Headhunters. This track features solos by Hancock and Maupin. Hancock played the piece's signature funky bass line on an ARP Odyssey. The Odyssey is an analog synthesizer introduced in 1972. Responding to pressure from Moog Music to create a portable, affordable performance synthesizer, ARP scaled down their popular ARP 2600 model and created the Odyssey, which became the best-selling synthesizer that they made. So this is number three, please, Jim. This is a track that everybody should know. This is called Chameleon from Herbie Hancock's Headhunters LP from 1973 on the Columbia record label. I'm Chameleon from Herbie Hancock. One of the more significant members of James Brown's smoking bands in the 1970s and 80s was the aforementioned alto saxophonist Maceo Parker. In some of Brown tunes, the singer is heard to declare, "Maceo, won't you blow?" And blow he did, as he continues to do, entertaining audiences all over the world. After synths with Brown and George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelics, Parker went on to play with and record with such stars as Prince, the Dave Matthews Band, and Ani DeFranco. He has been inducted into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame, and in 2016, he received the North Carolina Heritage Award. I'd like to play an example of one of his tunes now. This is funky music from the new millennium. This is a track called Rabbits in the Pea Patch. This song was penned by Maceo Parker and appears on his CD called Dial M-A-C-E-O, released in 2000 on the What Are Records label. Number four, please, Jim.
Rabbits in a pea patch, catch 'em, catch 'em. Rabbits in a pea patch. Thank you.
rabbits in the pea patch. Catch 'em, catch 'em. Rabbits in the pea patch. Rabbits in the pea patch. Catch 'em, catch 'em. Rabbits in the pea patch. Rabbits in the pea patch. Catch 'em, catch 'em. Rabbits in the pea patch.
Funky, Maceo Parker. There were many other significant groups in the history of funk. Some of these artists, such as the Brecker Brothers, Tower of Power, and electric bass hero Jaco Pastorius, are all important influences to our headliners tonight. That's my brief overview of the world of funk. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. It's easy to fall under the spell of this compelling music. This is party music, intended to get people out of their chairs and dancing. We hope it worked for you. We recorded this presentation in November 2017. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.